Before the snow and ice froze the district, I met co-founder of the National Links Trust, Mike McCartan.
How many times have you played this course?
I've probably played it, 50 times.
He shows off his mini golf skills by putting through a wood cutout of a mini version of the U.S. Capitol.
Actually made a hole in one here, which I consider basically the highlight of my golf career. Mini golf or non-mini golf.
The course is nestled near Haynes Point. Like a full-size golf course, the mini version is 18 holes. But instead of sand traps and water hazards, golfers have to navigate a clown's mouth and cutouts of D.C. landmarks.
That's a pretty good shot. So you know exactly how hard to hit it on that.
You got to have the lived experience of it, I guess.
In 2020, McCartan's nonprofit signed a 50-year lease with the federal government to operate, manage, and renovate D.C.'s three public golf courses, including the nearly century-old mini golf course. It's even listed on the National Register of Historic Places and has been in continuous operation since 1931. But now, that piece of history is under threat. In December, the Interior Department scrapped the National Links Trust's lease, saying the organization owes about $9 million in unpaid rent. McCartan disputes the claim, noting the lease explicitly states renovations can offset rent. The trust spent $1.5 million to renovate the mini golf course in 2024. They fixed the underground drainage, replaced the stonework, and restored elements from the course's glory years.
Probably the most fun thing was bringing back the obstacles that are within the course. There's a very large loop-de-loop that was part of the original course, which had been lost here on the second hole.
Mini golf's origins are disputed, but the game's popularity soared in the 1920s. Bob Detweiler founded the U.S. Pro Mini Golf Association, which oversees professional tournaments across the country and is one of the game's leading historians. He says mini golf was a popular Prohibition-era activity with players flocking to courses.
In the 20s, New York had them on top of their buildings, and people would go there dressed up to play miniature golf.
Detweiler says the game fell out of favor for a bit, but made a comeback in the 1990s. He says the game has a universal appeal.
This you can play around in an hour, and it's men, women, 80-year-old to 8-year-old. They can all compete.
The democratic nature of mini golf also appeals to McCartan, but he also loves that there are no gimmies at East Potomac Park.
You get holes that take 4 or 5 shots to finish, where most current mini golf courses are designed to be like a 2-shot hole.
McCartan says paid admissions have increased by at least tenfold since the renovations were completed about a year and a half ago. But what comes next is not certain. McCartan believes his and the Trump administration's goals are similar, to have championship-level golf in the district, and has explored bringing a national mini golf tournament to East Potomac Park. For now, the trust will continue to operate East Potomac Park and the mini golf course until the federal government tells them otherwise.
I would suggest that anyone who has not been out to see the mini golf course come very quickly, because we honestly don't know what the future brings.
The Interior Department has not responded to WAMU's questions about what the agency intends to do with the course. With the snow and ice melting, the country's oldest continuously operated mini golf course is once again open for putting. McCartan and other mini golf enthusiasts are hoping it stays that way. For WAMU, I'm Matt Blitz.